Kramer with Mission Network News. It's the beginning of a new era in Zimbabwe. In a moment, we'll learn what it means for believers. And later on, an update from World Missionary Press reveals how God is at work in the Caribbean. There's a place for you in every story today. Let's get started. Zimbabwe had its presidential elections last week, and Emmerson Mnangagwa snagged victory by a slim margin. Stephen Mafosha with Zimzam Global says a tenuous calm has settled over the country. The opposition party may bring election fraud charges to court.
People in the city went out to demonstrate, and it ended up turning into a violent protest, and 6 people died in the process. So that really raised some alarm, but eventually when it was calmed, we haven't experienced any of that nature as of the last few days.
Zimzam Global, though, is not about political reformation, but rather spiritual transformation. They're part of the Alliance for the Unreached, mobilizing Christians to reach unreached people with the gospel.
The prayer that we need is that we have more strong and authentic Christians that are able to become the voice that is necessary and begin to be the catalyst in their witness.
From Zimbabwe, we head 1,700 miles north to South Sudan, where the president and rebel leaders signed a new peace deal. It's the latest attempt to end South Sudan's 5-year civil war. Whether or not that peace deal holds, please keep believers in your prayers. Open Doors, David Curry.
In lots of places in the world, the government is either ineffectual in protecting its Christian population, or they just lack the administrative know-how to create a safe society for their embattled minorities.
Case in point, government soldiers attacked a Christian college in May. That school is hoping to reopen this month for the fall semester, but they're not sure if they can trust the government to protect them.
Pray for the staff if and when they can return in August. Pray that justice would be done. And of course, we pray for the work of the Holy Spirit in the hearts of those who perpetrated these acts of violence. They come to know Jesus.
You're listening to Mission Network News. The Middle East and North Africa is often called the MENA region. But besides a quick geography lesson, little else is given to what the MENA region actually is. Dr. Terry Ascott of Sat7, a satellite television ministry to the MENA region, describes it as a diverse, non-unified area of about 25 countries.
Most of the countries in the MENA region do speak Arabic, but not all of them. And then even within the Arabic-speaking countries, there are dozens of different dialects.
However, it's actually easier to share the gospel message here than in other areas of the world, because people in the Middle East and North Africa don't need to be convinced that God exists, but they do need to know who He is.
The Middle East is not the closed, impossible situation that is often painted in our media. We only ever hear bad news, it seems, on North American media, because it's only the extreme violence that seems to penetrate the television networks.
Pray for the people in the MENA region to hear the gospel and be transformed by Christ's truth and love. And World Missionary Press resources partners all over the world. And according to Helen Williams, it was a team in Haiti that needed an emergency shipment just a couple weeks ago.
They were working with a local printer to get some material of their own printed, which would augment what we send so that they could do their evangelism and keep up their ministry teams. And it turned out that something happened in that situation, and when they went to get their material, it wasn't there.
In response, World Missionary Press put together over 1,000 boxes of Creole and French Christian literature and shipped it to the teams in Haiti. But it's not just about the numbers for Williams.
We don't just print these just to say that we've sent out 100 million pieces of literature in a year or so. We want to see souls come to the Savior.
Ask God to be preparing hearts for the message that people will find in those booklets. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Set Free Ministries is offering a free resource called 33 Affirmations. It's a powerful tool to help folks dig deeper into scriptural truth and discover who they are in Christ. Start your journey by clicking on the banner ad at the top of the page at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.